little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party, having escaped the dream realm, saving the people stuck there, releasing a great old one named Zazriel, and bringing a Rudy back to the material plane, finish up their time in the space where they entered and returned from the dream realm, and begin to hit the road, deciding to go back to Florencia to find Argos, a god and brother to Reem, and a Rudy who's known to be around the most well-known fighter in the realm. And it's on the road that we find them.
Live it.
Private conversations would you all like to have on the road as we time skip?
I think at some point as we
if there are none, that's fine.
Trotting.
Go ahead.
Sorry. At some point as we start trotting along, Scylla for a while is fumbling with something and kind of pulling. Hugging, keeps walking a bit. And at one point, kind of tugs so hard, she bumps into Godfrey. Oh, shit. Hey.
Careful there.
Yeah, Ed, don't make this weird. Here. And we'll hand you, just off the tip of her, like, middle finger, kind of still half stuck to it, is the ring that she had picked up before we had gone into the dream.
Godfrey takes it and looks at it. Scylla, I don't know lapidary. I couldn't make this into anything else, let alone make it weird. Okay, I'm just gonna keep walking to not make it weird.
Anyone else?
Seeing the dancing sword there, Morgus just goes, "My grapefruit." And he takes out the crystal orb and just...
Oh. All right. I have that not be petrified necklace.
Well, I'm still cursed!
Petrified enough.
I'm sorry, Livy, what necklace did you say you had?
The necklace that stops me from being petrified?
The necklace that stops you from being petrified?
I don't know if it can unpetrify other people, if that's what you're asking. Never
mind. I'll think on it.
Sorry, I would have mentioned it before if I thought it could unpetrify God Mysteria.
I'll think on it.
You know, we faced a lot of terrible things these past few days. And yet, I am still riding high on the fact that I was right. That church is corrupt! Maybe at 69 years old, I should learn to be less petty. But I was right.
I really feel like you just look back and, like, Ziva and like Godfrey and Scylla with just this looks of like, my entire religion and belief in life has been upheaved.
Except Godfrey's face is just a mask.
Yeah. That's right. And I can sense it.
Yeah.
Very sorry.
I think Morgus is looking at all of you having that look, and there's just this. Bye with a that's rough, buddy, look in his eyes.
Very sorry for your shattering worldview.
Yeah, Scylla looks at you.
You can only have so many breakdowns about
just slightly cocks.
And we all had our night.
Like a Labrador.
Totally.
Snap back
it.
To the first night you slept, and no one slept, everyone just stared into the fire. Completely disassociating.
Yeah.
Totally over it.
It's fine. It's weird that you'd bring it up like that again. What's that, Scylla?
Wait, who's the god of frog? I just never figured out what the frogs are about.
But you mean when we were running away from that house?
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah,
that
was the demonic presence. It was because they were there.
Yeah, but even technically, don't demons get their power from, like, sort of a deity?
At least in 5e, they don't.
Where do they get their power from?
So, above table, they, like, get it, like, devils specifically get it from souls that they make a contract with.
I think this is a specifically in-character conversation. I think that Livy has no idea where demons or devils come from because they don't exist outside. You know, like, you didn't even know they existed.
So they might! At least in the place.
I don't know. The only infernal thing when I was doing research on vampirism, sometimes they kind of came up, but I don't really know a lot about them.
Would Morgus know anything about where their power comes from?
Morgus also wouldn't know anything about demons and devils. No one here knows anything about demons and devils.
What's a devil?
Well, I mean, you do now, based on, like, your experience in-game. But nothing before that. Like, nothing before the weirdness with Guinevere and the tower and that stuff.
If I had to offer some level of conjecture on them, I don't think they're very nice.
They're very rude.
I'd have to agree.
The image Scylla's getting is everyone's talking about this. What Scylla's perception of a devil is, I think, is what most people would have thought to be, like, helpers and cherubs of Mysteria. And this is still continuing, is just glimpses of shattering behind her eyes.
Anyway, that's the only private conversation, Livy.
Yeah, we're totally over it.
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, until I'm older. Reconciling?
Yeah, it's not so much a case of you getting older so much as me needing to reconcile all of this.
Is being an adult really that bad? You can give it to me straight.
I think you are old enough to hear this at this point. It's not going. It's not an age thing.
Oh, great. So I could experience this all the time. Oh,
it's always this hard, kid. Okay.
Okay, life never gets easier, and you just keep doing it till you die. I'm gonna think about that.
just kind of pats you on the shoulder.
Be quiet.
Livia like looks back and it's like,
what? There's just a spluttering cough from Morgus somewhere.
Livia, yeah, can you? Scylla gestures back. I needed to take over.
No, it's fine. I'm sure we Godfrey will come to terms and reconcile eventually.
Godfrey puts a hand on Ziba's shoulder. If we make enough money, you could always go to Mentinos and just spend the rest of your days there.
Until I die.
Warm sun. Sweet drinks.
Ventinos. Relaxation.
Ventinos. I hope that's what I said the first time. You can always retire to Ventinos. By the love of everything holy, do not retire in Ventinos. That is a hellscape. You will leave with more scars than you entered.
Listen.
Do I have to start thinking about retirement already? What if I just wanted to do this my whole life?
You can do that.
Listen. Seriously, life is a series of peaks and valleys. Some days.
Do heroes retire? I thought they just die.
Godfrey gives two pats on the shoulder and walks.
Sorry, Libby, what are you saying?
I didn't hear what you said. It was an auditory processing thing here in my brain. Everything got mixed up.
I said, do heroes even retire, or do they all just die?
Depends on the hero. Depends on the person. But life is
the only one I really heard about before this was my Shiria, but she wasn't actually really a hero, and she kind of did die. It's all very confusing.
Godfrey wants to just do one more thing at the fire regarding the ring. Just if people see it or not. And if they... you know, initiates a conversation. So Godfrey will have been fiddling with the ring ever since Scylla gave it to him, just kind of looking it over. Godfrey typically wearing these like big thick gloves on his hands all the time, so he can't really fit the ring on it. When we sit down, he'll look over towards Scylla and say, did you mean for me to wear this? Is this magic?
I thought it was. I couldn't get it to do anything. But that's maybe saying something more about me than it is about that. I thought you'd find it more useful.
Huh. Morgus, is this magic?
I can give it a look. Is this the ring that we found quite some time ago?
It for sure is.
Yes.
So Scylla tried to put it on and like didn't attune to it, but does not understand.
Okay, good to know.
It is magic. You get that without a roll.
Yeah.
And you can tell Godfrey what it does, which is when you hold your breath, for as long as you can hold your breath, you're invisible.
Great for someone who doesn't breathe.
Godfrey, you might want to be sitting down for this.
I am sitting down by the fire.
Well, take a deep breath, because
Morgus.
I'm sorry. That was insensitive. As long as you hold your breath, you can be invisible. So when you don't breathe, just kind of don't breathe, and you can kind of...
You'll even be more unreadable than usual.
Well, that'll be pretty difficult to navigate on a day-to-day basis, but I suppose we should try it out. And Godfrey pulls on his glove and pulls it off. And as he pulls off the glove on his right hand, it reveals that his hand is just like covered in these old burn scars that have been there for a long time. And on his ring finger, there sits a band already on that. He kind of looks at his hand and puts the ring on the index finger. What was that?
Left or right hand?
Right hand. The one that means that you're married. The left hand.
Left hand. Thank you. Left hand.
Well, no, take every instance of right and put it onto left. I get those two hands mixed up all the time.
I'll be blunt. Was it the married hand?
It was the married hand.
That's an interesting word.
That's the only
point.
Part that's married.
What hand is it?
It's the Mentenos married hand.
The Mentenos married hand.
The left hand.
You know what? Bleep-poo, they actually put it on the right hand. That's why he said that.
Yeah, Godfrey has a wedding band on, and he places the ring onto his index finger. Puts the glove back on over it.
Are you breathing?
No.
Invisible.
Oh, that's better.
Godfrey's wish of being wholly imperceivable now.
I already feel bad about saying that, so I'm going to apologize now.
I think you should.
Sorry.
What did it say? From the distance.
Really? Oh, good. I don't have to apologize then.
All right. Morgus, any private conversations?
I think Morgus will probably go to Scylla at some point with his blade of grass that he kept. Scylla.
Morgus.
You remember when I was teaching you a thing or two about the workings of magic and whatnot?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I've sort of been working on an expanding curiosity of mine, and Dazriel allowed me to keep this blade of grass from the dream realm, and I've been able to bring it back here to the material plane. I'm not exactly talented with plants, but I know you are.
Certainly kill fewer than I do comrades.
Don't know how to respond to that, but I was thinking that if you'd like, you could help me unravel a little bit more about this plant as maybe a bit of a distraction.
I think I'd really like that, Morgus. As long as I'm not, I don't want to. And her gauntlets kind of clank and bang and
He'll kind of reach out and just take one of your hands. and he'll put the blade of grass in it.
I'll be honest, I could use some extra perspective on this, because this has to do with some of the visions I've had. And being in the dream realm gave me a bit of inspiration. But some extra perspective on it would be very helpful. So, to give you an idea of something, it's one thing to have a vision, to look through a window, but I would like to open the window. I want to go outside. I want to interact with what I see through the window. I think something about the dream realm. I remembered Arudi and Medusa's wedding. I remembered them. I remember being in that place, or in a place like it that Arudi reconstructed in the dream realm. But I want to learn a greater sense of control.
I don't know what I can help teach you about control, but I can certainly help with the tendering of the idea. Are you talking about...
I appreciate that. Oh, that was just a fluffy analogy. It, in sort of the technical aspects of it, with where I'm at now and my calculations and things, is that something about the dream realm might help unlock the ability to interact with my visions in a more direct fashion. Instead of just watching something, influence it, get information more directly. And this plant, this blade of grass, is a piece of the dream realm that Zazriel allowed me to take back. But it's a fucking plant, and I can only get so far about understanding its nature. I can understand the nature of a blade of grass, perhaps I can understand something more.
All right. You all make it to Wimpston. You're able to stay a night in a warm bed if you'd like, or just continue down the road back toward Florencia. Either way, continue on unless anyone says otherwise that they would like to do something while in Wimpston.
Did I get any mail?
You head into the lying woodpecker, and sure enough, there is one letter for you. As you read it, it just says a bunch of affirming things about your adventures, and at the end it's signed, "I miss you." And enough.
Livy has a giant blush on his cheeks. And specifically, the tips of his ears are a bright red.
Aww.
As he folds the letter very carefully and puts it back and places it in his breast pocket. Like, in here. In his jacket.
All right. You gather your letters.
How did they know where you were?
Do we have mail too? Why are you only giving? Did you tell him we were going to Hampton?
Yeah. He said in the letters where, like, where he was going. Or, like, where you could, like, deliver the letters. At least.
But don't you remember all of the stacks of letters that Livy had on the way here?
I thought you picked those all up and... No?
No.
Why don't I get mail that often?
You have to send mail to receive mail.
Oh. Livy, can I send you mail? Or do you get too much mail?
No, you can send me mail. I would love to receive mail for mail.
I vaguely remember on the road to Wimston, Ziba was also writing letters to her family with, like,
I do
very
send
outrageous
to my
things. Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if I had sent those already or if I'd gotten returns already.
We can say you sent them, but there's no letters waiting for you at the...
How would they know where I am? I don't understand how the mail system works.
Just maybe, you know, something for Zippa to learn.
Okay, so have I sent the letters or do I have to send the letters? I've sent the letters?
We'll say you've sent the letters, yes.
Okay.
And so as you are in and you see, like, the postmarks and things, you all, Livy, if you share this, you let the party know that it's been 9 days since you left Wimston.
Yeah, he'll let everyone know that. That seems like a good thing for people to know.
You mean I haven't had to do any schoolwork for 9 days? That's fantastic! Can we go back?
How about this? How about we do the fun parts of schoolwork first?
You say that every time. I'm not sure we found the fun
part. No.
Yet.
We'll do all the battlefields. You'll learn about all the cool heroes.
You can learn fighting in school?
Yeah.
I thought you learned a lot of fighting in school.
No. There's fun historical battlefields that you would really like.
Wait a minute. Are you saying just learn about the fights and not actually do the fighting?
Both, actually. You would learn strategy.
But we're
going to
do the fun part first, right?
Yeah, we'll do the fun part first.
And you think the fun part is...
We're going to do the fun part for you, which is we're going to read about people and how they killed people better.
Well, I don't...
We're going to...
Do we always have to kill people? Do they have battles where that doesn't happen?
Yeah, actually. There are a lot of cool historical... one of my favorite... Is it okay if I just make up a person? people called her the Pixie Queen because she couldn't aunt people. Basically, what she would do is before battlefields, she would enchant people so much with her words, and people would just lay down their arms.
And she came up with the name Pixie Queen as her moniker?
No, that's what people call her.
That's an interesting interpretation of that bit of history. As I recall, the Pixie Queen wouldn't enchant people so much they would lay down their arms, but she had a penchant for cutting off people's arms.
She... Whoa!
I should probably stop talking. I'm just screwing with it.
Why don't they teach about the Pixie Queen in schools? This sounds much better. I feel like they're always talking about my Shiria, isn't it? Yeah. It's kind of overshadowed.
Also because you're very young and they want to talk... When you're younger, they talk about big things in history, things you have to know in society to function. And then as you progress through it, they talk about the weird stuff that you're like, oh my god, this is so interesting.
Oh, that's why you're the way you are. This makes a lot more sense now.
the weird
stuff. Yeah, my mom taught me about the weird stuff first.
So you gotta do the fun stuff first. And you were having me just sitting there listening to you read out of books for how many days when we were at the... Blanking on the name. The council? The... What does it stand for? CC.
The court?
The court!
The court?
The court! CC! Yeah!
And just walks by. CC.
Well, I was going to get to it anyway, but I might as well, now that we're awake.
We're probably a little behind then with 9 days. Is there nothing concerning that happened in those 9 days? No new history we need to learn about?
Everything in Wimston seems fine. Everything at the inn is just hustling and bustling, and the city, as you walk in, they're just continuing to rebuild. Someone has even, like, continued to dig out Morthos. You can now, like, fully see the open air, him just, like, hammering things as he works.
He's still
in
going?
His smithy.
Mm-hmm. God bless. My Sheria bless. That man. Determined to do his job. Livia will bring him a water. Just in case. As they pass by, he'll just drop off a water.
You're just gonna throw it in the hole?
He'll just walk down. He'll give him some water, and he'll be like, good job, man.
Gives you a thumbs up, puts the water down next to him, and just keeps hammering. Yeah, you have gathered your letters, you checked in on the town, everything looks great as you head on out and keep going down the road to Florencia.
I think Scylla didn't want to inform families and just drop off the things that we had found.
Right. You're able to do that as well.
We don't have to go back, but like Livy wrote a very quick like just like a basically note to send to Ziba's family that's like she's fine, she's doing well.
Yeah. And Ziba obviously write two down. Letters as well. One letter to Livy saying, "Hi, I hope you're doing well. I hope you find this letter. This letter is for you. You're the best. Keep it up, Ziba." And then write a second letter. And this letter to Gabi says, "I am responding to the letter you once wrote me. Please send more letters. Love, Ziba."
Do you just put it in their backpacks, or do you actually like give it to someone at the inn?
I give it to the inn, and I'm sure they see them right next to me, and just they hand it to them.
Yeah, they just hand them to you both.
Now, I have to ask, I imagine there's usually some kind of charge for the maid service, so is Ziba paying for this person to hand the letter to
Yeah, Godfrey? It's like 3 copper for each of them.
We'll hand the 3 copper. To be honest, though, if we're talking about the people at the inn, they probably know me, and I'll hand them 3 copper, and they'll see the person right next to me, and then just hand the copper back, and then hand them the letter.
Beautiful.
He also puts this in his breast pocket. He smiles a lot as he sees this.
Great. As you leave Wimston and begin to trek the road from Wimston to Florencia, you do notice an increase of the number of armored guards, like official Ebkenor military knights and mounted knights, rangers with increased padding and shiny new weapons, sort of beginning to come in and out of between the cities.
Is there anything y'all want to do in the 2 days journey between Wimpston and Florencia?
I think Morgus is going to keep making, like, he's going to continue building on the calculations and the notes and the theories and the proofs that he's been working on. And he's going to start kind of studying the nature of the dream grass.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
I think... Ooh. I don't know if Morgus has the scrying spell, but I think he would know of scrying as a magical thing that can be done. So, do you know what level the scry spell is, actually? Like, I don't know if
fifth
it's...
level.
Fifth level. Okay, so it might actually be beyond my level to cast currently.
Mm-hmm.
I think. So I think Morgus at this stage is probably... Yeah, I can't cast a fifth level spell yet. I think I'm thinking about that scrying spell as a starting point.
Hmm.
So, like, no, I don't know the spell, but maybe I'm exploring the theory behind that spell as a place to then build upon in the future.
Yeah. I think you're able to do that. The grass shimmers a little bit. It doesn't itself seem to hold magic, but, you know, if/when you have the means to use the spell you're thinking of, you can learn more. So it's more of just like a meditation for Morgus staring at the grass versus like, yeah, great.
Livy's getting another. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Livy's getting a class sheet. Written up specifically, like, and he's doing historical people Ziba's interested in, cool animals that she'll like. But then he's sprinkling in, like, you know, oh, but to learn this, you have to, like, for animal, like, for this one animal thing, you have to learn this basic math thing to be able to, like, understand that. So I guess we'll just have to talk about that for a little bit.
I feel like while we're having these class discussions, I feel like someone's also like wanting to write you more letters. And in the letters, she's writing you about the stuff that your teacher in class, like you weren't there the whole time. And then randomly with these math things, sprinkling in her like weirdly acquired carpentry knowledge just into the letters. And then trying to give you copper every single time she hands you the letter. And then while she's writing the letter, she's probably asking you for help on like the grammar to make it like maybe like, is this written right?
Mm.
Even ask for your input on the letter before she gives you the letter.
He is so unbelievable happy. And he doesn't give back the copper. He puts a little bag that has like rainy day for Ziba. And he puts all the copper in like a little rainy day thing.
Aww. Yeah.
Adam? At one point, Godfrey will try to have a conversation with Ziba. Say, Ziba, I kind of wanted to talk about something that happened in the dream.
Did you get my letter?
Yes. I did get your letter. Would you prefer me to do this correspondence via letter?
I thought that was our thing, but that's fine. We can talk about it.
Okay.
Can I write you a letter about what we talked about afterwards? Like, get your paper out?
Yes, but I'd like you to reflect on what we've said and then write me a letter about it afterwards.
Okay.
When we first met Zazriel, we were trying to get to him, you had Arudi throw you, and then you stabbed Zazriel. I'm just curious to know why you did that.
Was this 2 days ago? Or was it yesterday?
For you, it feels like it was like 3.5 days ago.
That's a memory draw right there.
But really, it was like 7 days ago.
Okay, well, this is Zibba trying to remember a conversation that happened 3 to 7 days ago. Yeah, I was talking to Arudi because I was much farther away than you guys. And I think I was asking him... I was asking him about champions. And why we should help him. And he said he didn't have any champions, and you were Nyx's champion. And I asked him something. It was important what he said. It was like, we treat his champions well so they didn't get hurt, like all those forced to fight in the ring before. I don't remember exactly what he answered, but it was convincing enough that I felt like he deserved someone on his side. And then I really wanted to be thrown, and he felt like he was strong enough. I couldn't have gotten there in time otherwise.
Right. Got it. So your decision to do so was because Arudi made a good argument.
Yes. Also, the man with the wings didn't seem to be very cooperative. He wasn't responding.
He seemed very hurt.
But we had to break him out. He was trapped. Not hurt, he was trapped.
My whole reason for bringing this up, because that action seemed a little bit reckless. Seems like you made that decision very quickly. And then we all reacted to the consequences of it. It didn't turn out bad. We all made it out safe. For the most part. Know that sometimes reckless actions will lead to us not getting out safe.
I guess I didn't know at the time, but he wasn't a good person. Neither of them are good people. I'm starting to realize no one's a good person. And I thought at first, you know, bad people, sometimes you have to hurt bad people because that's the only way, or they'll hurt you. And, well, we'd read the journals. He had done some bad things. Why wouldn't we attack him?
Do you remember the cult that we came up into? Where we found your friend?
And I questioned that at the time. I didn't want to hurt them. I felt bad about it, but everyone seemed to have brushed it off. We just moved on. So, figured, I guess, it doesn't matter that much. As long as you're okay.
Sometimes it's better to take the extra time to know for sure.
Then why did no one? I asked. But we didn't have time. Mm-hmm. Should we go back and... Do we need to face the consequences of our actions there, like all these gods are?
I'd like you to write your letter to me about this and ask yourself those questions in the writing.
But if we do that, who's gonna go see Mysheria? Okay, I'll think about it. I'm sorry. I'll try not to be as reckless in the future.
Sometimes it's a good thing to have someone who is reckless. Just about finding the right time to be reckless and the right time to think about.
Okay. You're not mad, right?
No.
I'll try to do better.
Godfrey will pat you on the shoulder and then disappear.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening, for watching, for tuning in week after week. Or if you're new here, you came at the right place, the start of a new arc, or just heading back home. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day. Thank you.